Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the focus that you give to us this Christmas, that one of the things you wanted us to do in our life was to listen to your Son. You know, those were your direct words. Lord, in the midst of that message, there are so many other things going on. And as we seek to listen to that message, we hand these things over to you, and we pray for your peace and for the message of peace that comes through your Son to shine brightly into our lives. Lord, this morning we especially pray for Dottie as she's back at the facility she's in, but still wondering what's going on. And we pray for that facility too, as there's been a worker diagnosed with COVID. Lord, we also pray for the Crosby family gathering for a small gathering for Ian's funeral on Tuesday. Lord, we pray for the individual in our church too that's been tested for COVID, that you would relieve any tension and any thoughts that are swirling around in their head. Also, Lord, that you would protect them from this virus causing further from surgery. For Jennifer and Gail, right now traveling, give them protection each moment as Gail makes her way to Jennifer. And Lord, for those quiet concerns we have as well, I pray for Jan and her family, mourning the loss of Nikki too. Be with Rich in the days ahead. Lord, give us joy in all these things. We know that we can have it with what you give us this Christmas, your Son Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen.